This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
In the wake of recent officer suicides, the Chicago Police Department is hiring a new senior advisor of wellness. Alexa James, the CEO of the Chicago chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is joining the department after working for years as a CPD partner. The idea of hiring James came this summer after Deputy Chief Dion Boyd, a 30-year veteran of the force with two children, died by suicide. Alexa James, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This last year has been really hard for almost everyone, but in your work with police officers, you've been hearing their stories and their suffering too. What have they been telling you?
What officers say is they wake up every day to serve the community. They realize the community is angry with them and has very complicated feelings, and they don't necessarily feel the support behind them. And, you know, for many years they said, you know, I can manage that, right? This is part of the job. And when it gets really complicated is when they don't feel supported or they don't feel like people have their back. And I think with change, with increased isolation and disconnection with COVID, you know, with really like kind of change of understanding scope of work, you know, the police have always inherited the social ills and the social safety network breakdown, and they inherited even more in the last year. I think that they're tired. I think that they're demoralized. And I think that they're hungry for enhancement of general wellness.
And the Chicago Police Department tragically lost two members recently to suicide. You say suicides, though, aren't really a good barometer of the state of mental health of Chicago officers. Why is that?
Because I think that we're focusing on the most tragic outcome of hopelessness, and we're not focusing on the broader, we don't have a good litmus test on what the wellness is of the department. You know, we need to do that, right? We need to survey. We need to meet with people. We need to grab data and understand as an organization, how do we heal? And then individually, how do we heal? Suicide is a significant epidemic nationally. So there is a strategic effort that must be made in the mental health community, but in all communities to reduce this tragic number. I don't think it's telling, though, about the state of affairs within the department. I think that we have to understand that this job plays a significant role in how people feel, and there are things going on at home, and there is resilience to be, you know, built. And we can't identify this job or the police department as the contributor. We just don't know, and I think it's a very hopeless way of thinking about this. And our concern is that it could deter people from seeking services.
You're being brought on as the new senior advisor of wellness. Tell us about what your priorities will be in this new role.
You know, it's like the list right now on my desk is pretty substantial. I really want to hear from people. My highest and best use is synthesizing what I hear from those with lived experience and making sure that it's elevated and systemic change. That's what I'd like to do. I want to make sure that there's some early wins so that people start to feel the support that should be delivered to them. I want to get out in roll calls and be seen. And I also want to think about what are we doing in terms of training, and does the training department have access resources to deliver the meaningful wellness training that has been grown and adapted. And the other part of my role here, of course, is implementing and supporting the wellness reform work that's coming out of the consent decree, which has been really interesting to watch people from all parts of the organization jump in together to try to bring that all to fruition. You can feel here that wellness is a priority, and you see it in all different bureaus.
Alexa James is the head of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Chicago. She's the new wellness advisor for the Chicago Police Department. Alexa, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.